You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, you can shop the best selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Peter King joined the Really Big Show earlier today talking about this Browns coaching search and just the general situation and feeling vibe around the league, as it were, about the Browns. We opened the show talking about Adam Gase. Is now word is starting to come out that he is the front runner, that he will, in fact, interview with the Browns after the Denver Broncos run is over. And Peter King was asked about his thoughts on Adam Gase.
I really like Adam Gase. He's a quiet guy. One of the things I like about him is that when I talk to Peyton Manning, he'll tell me, you know, Adam is really good. Adam really has a good sense of the flow of a game and how a game should work. I know that as a quarterback teacher, he's very good. Tony, I don't have any sense of what he's like in front of a group of people. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it. I've never heard anybody talk about it. So as far as offensive strategists, everything I hear is that he's very, very good. But I just don't know anything about the other stuff, about whether he can be a good.
Okay, that was a cut from Peter King appearing on The Really Big Show. And the Tony he's referring to is Tony Grossi. I think knowing more about the guy, there's some mystery here to find out exactly what he's about as a coordinator, because he hasn't done that for very long. But it's just the ideas and the what you're hearing from those who do know him. And you mentioned Peyton Manning made a point of singling him out in the course of his post-game press conference after the Broncos' victory over San Diego, divisional round victory, that the 3rd-and-17 play was Gase's call. He gave him full credit for that.
Absolutely. And I think that jives with what we've expected, what we've heard, et cetera. It's just a matter of, you know, at this point, will he get here? There's no question on if he's smart. And then you also heard the question raised by Peter King. How is he in front of a group of men? How will he be as a leader of men? And that is something certainly that will not be known right now. Now, there was the report that came out saying that the Browns were radioactive. And this isn't the Imagine Dragons song, but it'd probably be a little bit better if it were. And he was asked about that.
I don't think, when you say radioactive, that means that you can't win there, and I just don't believe that that's true. I believe that they are on a terrible, terrible streak right now, and the only thing they can do is to make the best choice they think for the long-term future. And everything in the NFL is cyclical. I know that nobody in Cleveland thinks that right now, but everything in the NFL is cyclical, and I think they'll come back. I just don't know when it'll be.
So, again, Peter, respected guy, and I can't disagree with that point of view that, you know, who knows when it happens, especially you're at a who knows point right now with regard to the coach, not only not knowing who the identity of that coach is, but what that coach's capabilities are. And it's more than that, of course. It takes more than the head coach to make this happen, or his staff. What are his coordinators going to look like, and what are they going to do schematically? But then it's the talent. And
it takes a quarterback. You get the right quarterback, and everything turns around. That's what's cyclical. Teams have good quarterbacks or they don't.
Yes, and the Browns haven't for a long time. And when will they? I mean, I think even factoring that in to the discussion, when does the good quarterback become a good quarterback? Is it the day he's selected in the draft? Is it the day he sets foot on the field for that first game? Or does it take some time? And by the way, it can, and that's okay. I know no one will have the patience for it to be anything but immediate, but I'm fully prepared for it to take some time. That you got to bring in the idea, the concept with the coach, and then make sure it's meshing, and the person that you've brought in as your draft pick is the guy who can absolutely run that scheme and do everything you need him to do right away. And as a rookie, it could happen, but I won't bet money on it happening. I'll be patient on that. You have to be, because I think that's more realistic. And then there's the whole, as we discussed yesterday, where does Brian Hoyer fit in this? And his readiness to do something, even if it's just for a year, while you're waiting on someone else to be the guy or just get you into the season, and then you switch off to your long-term answer.
Right, and we talked yesterday, in the limited time we saw him, we both liked what we saw from Brian Hoyer, and he was the best in basically every available analytic and metric to calculate these quarterbacks here in Cleveland. So, you know, they probably will bring someone in early, and you will have Brian Hoyer here, and one of them will get the opportunity to start. And, you know, if the rookie comes in and is the better player, the rookie will start and be the better player. So I think it's not a bad situation for the Browns there in terms of that. One thing I wanted to bring up, and it's something that I've been getting hit with a lot on Twitter, and that's the notion of Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers. Why has he not gotten a look here from the Cleveland Browns? And I'm not sure what the answer is. I think that obviously if they were interested by this point, they would have given a look to Greg Roman, or their interest in him would have been known. They would have put in a request for him before his team, you know, before the playoffs, but that didn't happen. So Peter King was asked about Greg Roman and the Browns and the potential fit there.
All I'm saying is that this is a guy who is well-versed in all different kinds of offense, from all variations of the spread to the power game, which is really the offense that I think you're going to see the 49ers try to run in Seattle this week, you know, the option read. He does it all, and he's done it all well. He's the play caller in San Francisco. So, and look, I like Adam Gase, too. Don't get me wrong. But if I'm the Browns right now, I'm not in any hurry. You know, I think one of the biggest mistakes that all these teams have made and are making right now is this sprint to the finish. You know, this sprint for the coaches. This is the most important decision you're going to have to make. And if you just say, well, I'm not waiting for Dan Quinn or I'm not waiting for this guy because I have to go get Ken Whisenhunt. Look, I like Ken Whisenhunt. But if I were a guy running a team right now, I would make sure that I was extremely thorough. And you don't need a football coach on January 14th.
You know, the sprint to the finish, and I hear what Peter is saying about that, and I'm in agreement with that. You don't need the guy today. We'd all feel better if he were here today. We'd all believe that the process of building the team is going to work better when you know who the coach is and you're connecting coach with personnel coming in and so on and so forth. But I'd much rather see this team take the time that is necessary to get what they deem as the right guy, and whoever that guy might be. Again, we have no knowledge that it's going to be Adam Gase or anyone else. We have no knowledge that he's the only guy this team is focused on, and that everybody else is everybody else. But what makes sense is to have to be driven as an organization, to be motivated to wait for the opportunity to get in front of him whenever that is. And it might very well be a matter of weeks. We may be going through Super Bowl week without this result. It won't make anyone feel any better. But if it's being done with the idea that he could be the guy, honestly, Nathan, you've got to go down. I think you've got to gamble that way. And by the way, I'd say that if it were Dan Quinn, and maybe it's him. He's a guy they've interviewed, and he's the defensive coordinator of the Seahawks. They've got a championship game to play. I'm tending to think they're leaning more offense than defense, but Quinn, for the record, is in the mix because he was interviewed. And what did they interview? Like a half dozen guys, and he's still a viable guy because he's in Seattle and coordinating that defense that's playing San Francisco Sunday, and they too could be on their way to the Super Bowl and have more time before you know what the story is with him. So I don't know what the Vikings are doing in their coach search. I'm not going to say I don't care, because it does matter when you've still got competition. But I think everybody's sort of thinking the same way, that some people are worth the wait to at least get in front of.
Absolutely. And listen, like I said, it changes to me, changes everything, changes the entire narrative if Adam Gase, in fact, was the guy and the Browns end up getting him, because it's just the way that the process works out. You have to wait. Now, I respect Adam Gase. I think it was smart on his part. He's a hot commodity. I like the fact that he wanted to focus on what he was going to do, the job and the task at hand, to finish that out, and he knows that if his team goes deep in the playoffs, he's still going to be a hot commodity, and if they don't, he's going to be what people are going to want to interview him anyway. So I like that. I like a coach who says, let me focus on my job and make sure we get this team as far as we can. That says to me a little bit something about his work ethic, that he is committed to seeing through what he wanted to do in Denver and not compromise that even for 1 second of preparation. I don't mind a guy who is that focused on preparation.
No, I don't either. I think that's it's a good thing, and unfortunately, for instance, a Ken Wisenhunt's going to live with the idea a little bit that he might have been.
They scored 0 points in the first half of that game. Zero.
Not a good look for an OC.
No. Well, and now he's the head coach of the Titans, so it's not his problem.
No, it isn't. All right, we're going to have a conversation coming up with Matt Williamson, scout for ESPN.com. We'll get his thoughts on the Browns' coach search and other thoughts, of course, about the prospects going into this draft. Browns personnel, we want to hear from a man who has done this for a living, the scouting thing for a living. That's next on CBD. Vic and Nathan.